We turn now to Phil Buchanan. He is a Democratic voter in Florida. That's where both parties will hold their primaries tomorrow. Phil is a member of Our Voters Project, one of the listeners we're checking in with about the election throughout the year. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, when we last talked, you said you were leaning toward Hillary Clinton. And does what happened in South Carolina and the Kennedy endorsement, does that change anything for you?
I'm undecided at this point, and I know we're going to the polls in actually less than 24 hours here, and I'm still thinking about it.
And what's weighing on your mind?
Well, I guess I'm kind of thinking that a change to a younger person with a different outlook may be a good thing.
What changed your mind, if you will? Because, like I said, you were leaning toward Hillary Clinton last time we talked.
Well, definitely the part that Bill Clinton has played over the last couple of weeks has changed my mind in some ways. I guess I'm tired, like a lot of people, of the negative politics, and I just found it to be rather demeaning and just unnecessary.
Well, you know, the Democratic candidates are essentially boycotting your state because of its decision to move its primary up. Hillary Clinton says that she's actually maybe making a run for the delegates in Florida. So I'm wondering, how do you feel as a voter that the candidates are not campaigning in your state and that your vote may not end up counting?
I don't think that it's made, on my part anyway, it hasn't had any effect on how I'm looking at this primary, whether they're in the state or not. As far as my vote counting, I don't know, from everything I've read, it seems that it's up to the nominee as to whether delegates are seated, and that certainly our votes would count.
Phil, you say you're undecided. What about your friends? Are they equally unsure who to vote for tomorrow?
People that I'm talking to have pretty much made up their mind on one or the other, and I haven't talked to anyone that's waffling the way I am. There's a lot of talk here also about the amendment that's on the ballot. Frankly, I think there's more talk about that than there is the presidential issue.
And what is that amendment?
It's an amendment to reduce taxes on a property exemption for everyone, and the governor is really pushing it here, and there's just a lot of controversy about it.
Well, you go to the polls in less than 24 hours.
We do.
And I guess you're going to decide when you decide who you're going to pull the lever for.
It may be when I walk in that booth, and that's when I make the decision.
Well, Phil Buchanan from Florida, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.